Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. As we celebrate our country's independence this week, let us be grateful for the freedom to worship and profess our faith in Jesus Christ. Our service today will be conducted by the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday and worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It was a longing for spiritual freedom that brought our forefathers to this land. Have we forgotten that freedom is not free? We'll talk about that in a sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. God in heaven, we thank you that we can live here in this land of the free. We thank you for the opportunities that we have to pretty much go about our own business and to conduct our affairs as we so desire. We thank you, O God, for those who are willing to serve us in government, and we pray your blessings upon them. Today, O God, we pray in a very special way that we may realize that only when we are spiritually free can we be free indeed. Hear our prayer that we ask in the name of our Savior. Amen. Hear God's word as it is recorded in the 13th chapter of Romans, beginning with verse 1. Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, he who rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong. Do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? Then do what is right, and he will commend you. For he is God's servant to do you good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword for nothing. He is God's servant, an agent of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. Therefore, it is necessary to submit to the authorities, not only because of possible punishment, but also because of conscience. This is also why you pay taxes, for the authorities are God's servants, who give their full time to governing. Give everyone what you owe him. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. The word of the Lord for this day. Friends in Christ, we have a tendency to take for granted the blessings we have without giving thought to the price others have paid that we might enjoy these benefits. One of our greatest possessions is freedom. Don't we take that for granted? It is good for us now, then, to take time and understand on this Independence Weekend what freedom has really cost many. We hear this slogan quite often on television, "Freedom is not free." That really impressed me when I heard it for the first time, for certainly I think that it contains a bundle of truth. A great price has been paid by others that we might enjoy the freedom that we have today. And that's what St. Paul is reminding us of as he speaks to us through his inspired letter to the Romans. In this portion of God's Word, there are things that are very difficult to interpret, especially when we get out the history books and also read the morning newspaper. But here are some of the thoughts that come out of those early verses in the 13th chapter of Romans. First, the apostle says, "The authorities that exist have been established by God." In other words, God is the one who has established government. Human beings are of such a nature that they have to have some authority to control them. And if they didn't, we would have no sense of order at all. Everything would be chaotic, because one would go his way, another would go her way, and it would be impossible to live in that kind of a society. Paul goes on to say, he, that is the ruler, is God's servant to do you good. And over, if you followed that passage while I was reading it carefully, he says they are the servants of God. They have been appointed by God. It is necessary, that is for the Christian, to submit to the authorities. Now, sometimes when I see what the President of the United States, no matter what his party might be, or others who are in high places of authority go through, I wonder if this is really right or good. Does a late night show that really makes fun of the highest office in the land really have a right to do that? Well, we have to decide. Here's another quote. It doesn't come from the Bible. It comes from the early church fathers. One of those men was called Justin Martyr. Justin Martyr wrote, now remember, this is under the days of the Roman Empire. He said, "We worship only God, but in other things we will gladly serve you." We're not going to worship you. If you come to the place that you think that you're going to get us to worship, no, you're wrong. But we will gladly serve you wherever you call upon us, for this is of God. Now, a review of history, and again a reading of the morning newspaper, makes it very difficult for us to understand, is that really possible? When we see some of the tyrants who have ruled the peoples of this world and rule them yet today, can we really say that we'll be submissive to these people? As precious as all of this is, and we thank God greatly for his inspired word, are there places here where we would be out of line to say, but you can't, under these circumstances, submit to a government like this? Well, in Paul's day, when he wrote this, it was Nero who was the emperor of the Roman Empire. He was killing the Christians by the thousands. And yet Paul said, be submissive. This man has been appointed to lead the government, and government is of God. Leaves a lot of questions, doesn't it? And we don't have time for that today, nor is that our point. Or take, for example, in the days of Hitler's Nazism and those people living there in Germany. Many of them were Christian people. How long did they remain with Hitler? I am told, or at least I have read, that a churchman like Bishop Martin Niemöller was beside himself on that question. He realized that Paul had spoken very clearly and that he was to be faithful to his land and to the leadership, but was not Hitler going too far? And it wasn't until he began to see that Hitler was slaughtering the people that he had to break with him and had to choose a concentration camp rather than a place of supposed honor as one of Germany's great voices of the church. No, there comes a time. There comes a time when you have to say no to the government. And when the government takes over the place of God, then as Justin Martyr said, we'll serve you, but we will not worship you. You can have our obedience, but you cannot have our soul. Well, why did Paul write as he did? And the biblical scholars tell us that the Jewish people in that particular day were a rebellious crowd, and they refused to accept any kind of government except the government of what you might call today a theocracy, that the God who had made them his in the covenant with Abraham was the God and the only God that they were going to serve. And so they could really rebel. Some parts of history tell us that one of the most difficult places to become a governor in the Roman Empire was down in Jerusalem. It was not a cherished place to go, for these people were going to rule themselves under the dictate of God Almighty. And Paul said to them, "This is not right. Don't you understand, without government, no matter how cruel and inhuman, it has to be there or everything is chaotic." Well, they obeyed. There are many unanswered questions regarding the Christian's relationship to the state. But for those of us who are blessed to live in these United States, we must continually be reminded that a huge price has been paid for us to have the freedom that we have. And had that price not been paid in so many different ways, but I think right now of life, the giving of life, we too could be living under one of those godless governments that would not allow us to have the freedom that we have on a Sunday like we do today, where we can come and worship our God according to the dictates of our own conscience, and then on Monday can be about our affairs, and unless it goes contrary to the laws of the land, we are free to act as we wish. On this Independence Weekend, it seems to me that we really ought to take time out as Christian people to see what the Word of God is saying to those of us who have been redeemed by Christ Jesus and claim to be His. Well, take a look at the price that has been paid. Take a look at the military battles that have been fought for you and for me. On June 6th, the Waterloo Courier here in Waterloo, Iowa, ran a very interesting account. It quotes a person by the name of Don Irwin. Don Irwin is a personal friend of mine and a very faithful member of the congregation that I served for a lot of years. Don Irwin had a very responsible place in the United States government as a person in the military during the early days of World War II. He captained a D-Day landing craft on June 6, 1944. He was at Omaha Beach. Mr. Irwin says that he estimates that half of the 65 soldiers on his landing craft were killed by German machine gun fire from the cliff top. There they were shooting our troops as they invaded the continent. Irwin goes on to say that many of them started getting shot before they got off the ramp of the boat. Many of the soldiers had been seasick as they came across the English Channel. And then they had to be pushed overboard only to hit the shock of the cold salt water and the enemy fire. Obviously, many of them, in fact, about 50% of them, would not get off the boat in the face of enemy fire. And yet, Commander Irwin said, "We had orders to get the soldiers off the boat at gunpoint, if necessary." Stop and think of it, friend. Here was a young lad who was raised in a home where he was loved. And then one day it was necessary for him to go to the military and then off to Europe or to the South Pacific, where it was equally as bad. And there he suffered. And many of them never returned home. Those young men primarily gave their lives for freedom. You see, that we have to say is freedom is not free. And then think of the homes back where they came from. Think of the father and the mother who had thought so much about that son and what he would do in their lives. But he didn't come back home. Think of the young wives. Many of them went through their entire life and are still living without a husband, for he is buried at sea or in some foreign land cemetery. Think of the children who never knew what it was to grow up with a father. For he went away, and he did not come back. Don Irwin says in this article, D-Day was one of those days you don't forget very easily. So let's not forget that the freedom that we enjoy today, has a spiritual connotation to it. Let us not forget that we have this freedom and no one ever had to pay anything for it. That is not true. People have given their lives that this land might be free. Freedom is not free. But let us not forget either that the driving force for political freedom came from the great spiritual truths revealed in God's Word, which captured the souls of men and women. Why is it that we have gone off to fight? Why is it that we saw that Nazism and communism had to be destroyed? It was because of the value of the human being. Long before Thomas Jefferson ever wrote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal," God made it clear in His Word that all men and women are created in the image of God. When we lose sight of that great biblical truth that in God's eyes all people are precious and important, then people have little value. And when people have little value, then there is no sense to die for them. That would be stupidity, somebody would say. Lose sight of the biblical truth that in God's eyes all people are precious and important, and you can have slavery, and you can have the sweatshops, and you can have people's inhumanity to people. All of that is there, but none of it can be there when you and I realize that that person who works with you, who plays with you, who's your neighbor, has been created in the image of God and has been redeemed by the Lord Jesus Christ. And he cannot be taken for granted. As precious as our national freedom is, and certainly it is very, very precious, to be set free spiritually is even greater. All of this came about through another great war. It was God's battle with Satan on Golgotha's hill near Jerusalem, when Jesus gave his life for our sins and restored us into fellowship with God by grace through faith in Him. This is the greatest battle that has ever been won. It did not promise humanity that all people would enjoy political freedom as we know it today in America, but it did give the assurance that in Christ, all believers in Him would live forever in God's kingdom. Because of that victory at Calvary's cross, those young men who gave their lives at Normandy, trusting in Christ, were saved. Whether they were Germans, Americans, Englishmen, Frenchmen, or whatever their nationality, they were one if they trusted in Jesus Christ. And that, my friend, is the great spiritual freedom. So if the gun were to take their lives, they could then say, "We're coming home to you, Father." It was the longing for spiritual freedom that brought our forefathers to this land. Lest we forget it, we are in spiritual bondage if Christ is not our Savior. And when we are in spiritual bondage, we lose all of our freedom. I believe history will show that God has used America, in spite of all of her sins and weaknesses, to bring blessings to many people at home and around the world. The question is, if the soul of our country is spiritually enslaved, will not all of our freedoms be lost? Amen.
God's Son has made me free. God's Son has made me free from Satan's tyranny.
Lord, help us to understand what Jesus once said. If you abide in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Grant that we may experience that freedom. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. It is our prayer that this worship service has met some of your spiritual needs for the week ahead. We extend special greetings to our WJNN listeners in the Cape May, New Jersey area. If you worshiped with us today, please call 1-888-MY-FAITH and let us know. Christian Crusaders is a listener-supported nonprofit ministry. We depend on your faithful gifts to enable us to share the gospel with all those who depend on our program as their time of worship. Your support is a blessing to this ministry. Cassette tapes or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of $2.50 will help cover the mailing and production costs. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free phone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 266-7589. Christian Crusaders invites you to find out more about our ministry on the Internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's Christian Crusaders, all one word, .org. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and Radio Pastor of Christian Crusaders for the past 38 years.